You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Yes, it is indeed time for another Community Garden. Not with Oscar today, though. I am speaking to Robbie Sutherland. At last year's climate action protests across the globe, we heard calls for government and corporations to divest and reform. Although the fight to emphasise the responsibility of big business continues when it comes to climate change, there are still viable opportunities for volunteering for sustainable initiatives here in Tamaki. Robbie Sutherland, as I've said, is a low-carbon specialist at Council, and he joined me this morning to talk about which initiatives are around this winter that we can join to protect our local environment. I started by asking about distinguishing the importance of opportunities for community action from the importance of governments committing to their word that climate change must be mitigated.
Oh, I think they're both absolutely important. Our team in particular encourages Aucklanders really to take the individual everyday actions that they can make to reduce their own carbon impacts or climate impacts. And we've done the research to find out that the sort of 10 biggest things, I guess, that really affect individual impacts on the climate. And that's things like how you travel, the food choices you make, what we buy and don't buy, the energy we use, and of course not wasting stuff. And then as you also point out, we also encourage people to talk about what they're doing. So if you're cycling every day and reducing your environmental impact by not driving a petrol car, then certainly tell the world about that and to normalise the behaviour. And then feeding into that sort of broader, legislative picture, taking the opportunities to have your say, to affect change in sort of local and, national government sort of legislation and rules. And from a volunteering perspective, advocacy-based organisations and events, to look at those that sort of align with your own values and take those opportunities to get involved.
I wonder also what you make of the obligations that we have to Papatūānuku under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, because a lot of the issues that we're dealing with now are ones that came about from colonisation. What do you make of the importance of being hands-on when we are tangata tiriti?
Oh goodness! I think it's really important to be hands-on in our role as kaitiaki of the environment, and that sort of feeds through into the sort of environmental actions that we can take. It's both the direct environmental action, like planting trees, but also avoiding that environmental harm as well. So looking at how can I reduce my emissions through, instead of taking the car today, jump on my bike, or just looking at what sort of food choices am I making? Can I bulk up my veggies a bit and reduce my impacts that way? And I guess if everybody's taking those individual actions to reduce their climate impacts, and then that all adds up to an awful lot.
You have more experience with some of the volunteering opportunities listed in this article than others. What ones would you like to tell us about first?
Yeah, we list a whole bunch of volunteering opportunities with community organisations in the Auckland region. I can probably talk most personally about ones that I've been involved with.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So we've got mentioned in there is the Eco Matters Environment Trust. They're based out in New Lynn, and they're involved in a whole lot of environmental action areas, and one of those is bike hubs. Bike hubs are sort of bike fix-it places in the community, often run out of old shipping containers, actually repurposed with a pop-up site, and they're places where people can go to take their bikes that may need a little bit of TLC, and to learn the skills to be able to keep those maintained and running. In a previous life, I was a bike assembler for a big box store and had a few of those skills already. So I thought I'd go and help out at my local bike hub in Henderson. And so, that was really cool, just helping people who, you know, you just don't know who's going to wander in next and what condition their bike's going to be in. And just, you know, working alongside them to help teach the skills at the same time so that they can maintain their own bike. Bike hubs also repurpose bikes that might have been destined for the waste stream. So you're giving those bikes a new lease of life and getting them back out into the community for people who can really make use of them. Also, tree planting is really big at this time of year, and I guess the cool thing about volunteering opportunities generally is there's a lot of choice there depending on what you're wanting to do as an individual. So you can either participate as an individual, you can get a group of people together, and tree planting is often really good for that. And also you can choose either inside, outside stuff, one-off events, and that, or even sort of ongoing volunteering opportunities for a few hours a week, or even more if you have the time. So I guess a lot of us have been in lockdown for a while, and thankfully the weather's sort of, it's not helping very much with Auckland's water crisis, but it's definitely helping at the moment with lovely sunny days for tree planting. And so plenty of tree planting events being advertised through Facebook at the moment. You can have a look at our Live Lightly Facebook site, or Auckland Parks is another good one, and also Our Auckland. Those are sort of organised planting days where you sort of turn up in a group and you'd be directed to an area of often quite a large area to just plant as many trees as you've got time to put in the ground. And that can be a really fun and sort of worthwhile thing. You sort of see the fruits of your labour immediately. Yeah. And knowing that those trees are sort of busily sucking up carbon and helping out with our emissions. And again, you know, a whole lot of action from a whole lot of people, you know, adds up to millions of trees in the ground.
Yeah. Now, you know, we see the rise of advertising for things like keep cups, and it, of course it's always a good thing to replace single-use plastics with a keep cup, but in some ways the monetization of it has made this idea of zero waste somewhat inaccessible. So I was really interested to read that Tamaki Wrap is an initiative that you can join to learn more about waste reduction. How much do you know about Tamaki Wrap? Do you want to tell us a bit about them?
Okay, I haven't worked with them personally. The RAP bit of their name stands for Waste Reduction Action Project. So definitely I think reducing waste is a huge thing. So, you know, just looking at that waste hierarchy and the very first one on there is refuse, you know, and do I really need to buy that?
Yeah.
And reusing or looking at more sort of sustainable products that can be reused rather than single use. So Tamaki Wrap is really involved in sort of enabling that mahi.
They also have, I feel like it's worth mentioning, their side project of United Sustainable Sisters, which is a project that increases access to sustainable menstrual products. I just thought we'd mention that in the wake of period poverty being discussed by this government.
Yeah, absolutely, and that did come out of a need to increase access to sustainable menstrual products and also to reduce the amount of waste sent to landfill. So, and that's an example of a volunteering initiative where a lot of the volunteering is actually in making those products and sewing.
Something that I found really exciting is how many of these initiatives are focused on bush restoration and restoration for native plants, birds, insects and fish, which has a lot more ecological pertinence than just tree planting, which is obviously also very important. The Kaipatiki Project introduces a lot of this as well. Do you want to touch on some of those more conservation-based opportunities?
Yeah, so I mean, we're right in the middle of the planting season now, so this is the time to sort of put those trees in the ground. But also, it's not just about planting trees, so the volunteer activities, as well as tree planting, are looking after those plantings into the future to make sure those trees have got the best possible opportunity to grow and flourish. So that's getting in there doing the weeding, and then often those groups are involved in prepping activities as well, so just to regenerate the entire bush and ecosystem. It's a very, very visible volunteering opportunities at the moment. Conservation Volunteers is another organisation involved in that. And I just thought I'd mention they run single and multi-day volunteering sessions. So they can involve sort of an overnighter. So I guess, yeah, lots of of benefits to be gained from volunteering, you know, whether you're using an existing skill to help others in the environment, or whether you're keen to learn a new skill and do some good at the same time, and also perhaps in learning that skill, meet other people, get out and about in the environment, and possibly also learn a skill that may be useful for future job or other volunteering activity in the future.
I know from getting involved here at BFM the benefits of volunteering and feeling like you're part of a wider community, and all of these initiatives are examples of this too. To what extent do you think that COVID might invigorate a need for that in the collective mind of our nation?
Oh, I think it absolutely has done. I think that message about being kind and helping other Kiwis has been a really cool thing that's come out of adversity, and we've just actually come out of the National Volunteering Week, which sort of celebrated the 1.2 million volunteers nationwide, and apparently sort of post-COVID, I'm aware a lot of the charity organisations have been receiving unprecedented levels of calling from people interested in volunteering and helping out.
Wow.
I think, you know, that issue of food security and distributing food to the community, as well as, you know, and also people just getting out and experiencing cycling, you know, the great outdoors. There's just a huge interest in, I guess, helping to perpetuate that and to give something back to fellow Kiwis.
I'm sort of generalising at this point, but I wonder, as a follow-off on that, how much you think we might see this reflecting in more climate-friendly policy by this government and more acknowledgement and seizing of our responsibility as kaitiaki.
Oh, goodness. So what I would say, you know, personally, because our mission is to enable Aucklanders to live more sustainably and to you know, individually by choosing more sustainable or making more sustainable choices, you know, that all adds up to a lot. So it's action that people can take right now. And I guess demonstrating through those actions exactly the sort of world that we want.
Yeah.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.
That was Robbie Sutherland, and you can head to ourauckland.co.aucklandcouncil.gov.nz, and of course post the link as part of the BCast for this segment, so do go check it out. Some of those look like cool initiatives that I might get involved with myself. I'll be right back. Here's Nov by Christoph El Chuento.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a BCard. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.